أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ليس عليكم جناح أن تبتغوا فضلا من ربكم. الله سبحانه وتعالى in verse number 198 of Surah Al-Baqarah continues discussing the aspects related to Hajj. In Ayyam al-Jahiliyyah, in the days of ignorance in the pre-Islamic era, the Mushrikeen and the Arabs, they all would come and perform Hajj. Of course, their Hajj differed. There was a lot of shirk and polytheism that used to take place during the days of Hajj. But what had happened over the years, they had turned Hajj into a big fair. They would turn it into a big souk, into a big place of celebration. And this entire landscape of Hajj had changed, and it became more like a fair where shopping and celebrations and all of that would take place. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then after Islam, Allah prohibited all this. The focus in Hajj should not be on material things, but the focus on Hajj should be towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Sahaba, when they would perform Hajj, so now they took the prohibition to another extreme, where they felt that we are not allowed to trade at all. So they felt that any sort of buying and selling was not allowed completely. So Allah says, لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ. There is no sin upon you, أَن تَبْتَغُوا فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ, that you seek the bounty of your Lord and the bounty of your Rabb through trade. If there's some trading, necessary trading, buying or selling that has to be done during the days of Hajj, Allah says there's no sin upon you. But don't turn the whole Hajj into a fair and into a place of celebrations. فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُم مِّنْ عَرَفَاتٍ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you proceed from Arafat, in other words, on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, you have spent your time in Arafat, in the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, it is absolutely necessary and compulsory for one to remain in Arafat from Zawal right up to sunset. Allah says, when you have proceeded and you have left from Arafat, فَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ, then remember Allah, عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ, at the sacred monument. Al-Mash'ar al-Haram refers to the place called Muzdalifah. After leaving Arafat, after sunset, Allah says, now stop at Muzdalifah. Now you have to make wukuf and remember Allah in Muzdalifah. Mash'ar is actually a mountain in Muzdalifah, a sacred mountain. And adjacent to that mountain is the land of Muzdalifah where we spend the night. وَذْكُرُوهُ كَمَا هَدَاكُمْ. And Allah says, remember Allah as Allah had guided you, the way Allah taught you to remember Him. And this is a great principle that we learn from here. Any form of ibadah, do it as Allah has shown us, as Allah has taught us. But this also specifically refers to the combining of two salahs. Because logic demands what? That after sunset, perform my salah in Arafat, my Maghrib salah, and then proceed towards Muzdalifah. When I get to Muzdalifah, read my Isha Salah. But we don't do that. It's haram on that day to perform Maghrib Salah. It's absolutely haram. You're not allowed to do it, to perform Maghrib Salah in Arafah. You must combine it, both the Salahs in Isha. So Allah specifically refers to that. That remember Allah, meaning combine both your Salahs, Maghrib and Isha, in the time of Isha, kama hadakum, as Allah guided you, as Allah has told you and commanded you to do. وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الضَّالِّينَ. And before the guidance of Allah, you were certainly from amongst the misguided. ثُمَّ فِيضُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَاضَ النَّاسِ. Allah says, and then proceed from wherever the people proceed. You see, in the days of Jahiliyyah, first we must understand that Arafat does not fall within the precincts of the Haram. Right? So you have the Haram. Mina is within the precincts of the Haram. Muzdalifah also within the precincts of the Haram. Once you leave Muzdalifah, you come out of the precincts of the Haram. You are no more in the Haram. Right? So the restrictions that apply to the Haram no longer apply when you are in Arafat. But of course the restrictions of Ihram still do apply. But the Quraysh, in the days of Jahiliyyah, they felt that they were better than everyone else. So they would not come to Arafat. they would stop at Muzdalifah. They say because of the position we hold in society and because Allah has made us the custodians of the Kaaba, we will not exit the haram. We will not leave the boundaries of the haram. So while everyone else would go to Arafat, they would stay over in Muzdalifah. From Mina, they would stay at Muzdalifah, and that was it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abolished this. Allah says, ثُمَّ فِيدُوا, proceed from wherever the common men proceed. From where everyone else proceeds. From where everyone else proceeds, that is Arafat. You too should go to Arafat and then proceed from there. وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ, Allah says, and seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While you are leaving Arafat, the main thing you should be engaged in is the istighfar of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving and most merciful. May Allah grant us the mercy.